One of your measures, fairly recent in terms of being heard in committee, I think it's been voted out of committee now, and that would address the land bank bill for St. Joseph.
So we have a bill that we're sponsoring for the city of St. Joseph that is probably the number one priority for the city, and it allows the creation of a land bank. This is similar to legislation that's already in place in Kansas City and in St. Louis that allows the city to come in and purchase abandoned and dilapidated properties, fix them up, put them back to productive use, and either use them for some public purpose or sell them back to a business or for residential purposes. It's a way to fix blight and areas of town that are struggling. One of the things that we've noticed in St. Joe and in other cities where there are old abandoned buildings, it's typically a magnet for crime. People will come in, they'll stay in the building, people will do drugs or engage in various nefarious activities inside the abandoned buildings. And so this is a way to take control of those properties, put them back to productive use, and hopefully in the process, reduce crime and blight in the city.
PDMP, the House version is House Bill 188, and that has now been passed by committee as well.
Yes, so the committee voted out the House version of the PDMP bill. This is a companion bill to the Senate bill that I'm sponsoring, also on PDMP. We've talked about it in previous interviews. PDMP is the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. What it does is it would allow physicians and other prescribers to be able to look and see whether somebody is pill shopping for opioids. The opioid epidemic is one of the leading non-natural causes of death in the state of Missouri. In fact, in 2018, more people died from drug overdoses related to opioids than died in car accidents. And so it's truly an epidemic, and Missouri is the only state in the country that does not have a PDMP program. And so this legislation would put in place a PDMP for the state of Missouri, would have us join the other 49 states in having one. I think it's a common sense piece of legislation and certainly is long overdue.
As we talked about before, the mid-session point, there'll be more House bills on the Senate side, and some of those have been heard. A lot of those have been heard in committees this week, including House Bill 67. Essentially, that's the minor traffic violation, kind of an answer to Senate Bill 5 from years ago that addressed Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. So several years ago, introduced Senate Bill 5 that tried to rein in some of the abuses post-Ferguson we were seeing in some of the municipal courts. This bill, which I've agreed to carry on the Senate side, the House bill, essentially what it does is it says that you can't throw people in jail for minor traffic violations, which seems pretty simple, but that's happening. And so it would give people credit for time served if there was a warrant that was issued for someone's arrest because they were not able to pay a fine associated with a traffic ticket. To me, that seems sensible. One of the things that is a big priority in the legislature this year is criminal justice reform. We heard a bill on criminal justice reform a couple of weeks ago in the Judiciary Committee. The basic idea is very expensive to incarcerate people, and we should be incarcerating people who are violent offenders, people who we are afraid of. Having people who are nonviolent offenders and people who are in jail because of minor traffic violations, that is not a good use of state resources. And so this bill is focused on tightening up some of those issues that we've seen in some of the cities.
Senate Bill 498 is a bill that essentially deals with food labeling, and
we've heard about or read about or seen on TV some of these frivolous lawsuits where some class action is filed and plaintiff recovers millions of dollars because allegedly there were fewer peanuts than were advertised on the outside of a box. This is the definition of frivolity whenever it comes to lawsuits. This is a bill that basically says if certain requirements are met on the outside of the package, you can't file a class action lawsuit and make millions of dollars because there were three fewer peanut M&Ms in a box than supposedly somebody had a reasonable expectation were going to be there. So this is pretty common sense. It was heard in committee. There was no opposition to it, which is pretty unusual. Most of the tort reform that we deal with in the state of Missouri, there usually is some pretty heavy opposition to it, but this was one that actually didn't have any opposition in committee.
A lot of time spent on charter schools this week as well.
Yeah, so the charter school debate has been something that's been ongoing for many years in the legislature. As of right now, the current status of charter schools is that they are limited to the city of Kansas City and to the city of St. Louis. And essentially what a charter school is it's a school that is run by oftentimes a university or another traditional public school that offers an alternative to students if they're in a failing district. Maybe there's some type of special educational need that the district is not able to meet. And so the charter school offers that alternative. It is something that I think there are parts of the state that do not have charter schools that need them. You know, we are very blessed in Southern Platte County, where my wife and I live, we have one of the highest performing public school districts in the entire state. That is not the case for everywhere in Missouri, and certainly there are failing schools outside of just the city of Kansas City and outside of the city of St. Louis. And so what this bill would do is allow, when there's community support, would allow charter schools to go into districts with a city with more than 30,000 people in that school district. So it's a fairly limited number. For my district, actually, most of the school districts would be excluded because they're towns that do not have more than 30,000 people. Park Hill was one of the notable exceptions to that. And so I asked for an amendment to the bill, which was put in, that would exempt the Park Hill School District. And so the Park Hill School District is exempted from this. With that exemption, I said that I would be supportive of the bill. We had a very lengthy filibuster over the bill that occurred on Tuesday. I think it lasted for, by the time we cut off debate, I think we were in the chamber for about 12 hours. And so we made some progress on the bill. I'm hopeful that it's something that's going to get brought back up. This is about making sure that we're meeting our constitutional requirement to make sure that every kid has a quality, publicly paid for education.